This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, November 21. God, the Eternity Setter. Our reading comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search, and a time to give up. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to mend. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I can still remember the sound of the little bird that popped out of the old cuckoo clock on the wall at my grandparents' house. Every hour on the hour, the red faded bird would announce the time. I also recall that when the bird was quiet, I could hear the second hand ticking away the seconds of the day. It's often said that you can't get time back, so it's best to make use of the time you have. Though the author of Ecclesiastes didn't write those words, they sound like something he might have said. In Ecclesiastes, we hear the words of a person who has had the opportunity to look back on his life and recall the joys, concerns, victories, and defeats he has experienced. We hear someone who reflects on how important each season was. Notably, the wise King Solomon, who wrote Ecclesiastes, ends his short reflection by commenting that God makes all things beautiful in their time and sets eternity in the human heart. That brings me back to those days in my grandparents' home with the cuckoo clock, and I remember stories that they shared around the dinner table. I can't get that time back, but the beauty of the memories lives on, and the thought of reuniting with those family members in God's presence in eternity brings me joy, both now and forever. Pray with me. Lord God, thank you for eternity, and please instill in our hearts the hope of everlasting life. Strengthen us by your Spirit, and help us to reflect on your goodness each day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.